Anthem accuses Cigna of sabotaging the proposed $54 billion deal, saying they refused to sign off on documents praising the merger and weren't enthusiastic about it in public. During a hearing in Chancery Court Monday, lawyers for Anthem called it an unprecedented campaign that exceeds what you would see in a hostile takeover scenario. Cigna attorneys fought back, saying, quote, there's no non-speculative way to get this thing done, end quote, noting two federal judges had ruled against the deal already. Cigna sued Anthem in February for nearly $15 billion, according to the Washington Post, as part of a breakup agreement. Anthem then countersued, noting they were planning to appeal the merger to the U.S. Supreme Court. Anthem says the deal would save customers more than $2 billion each year in medical costs and be a boon to shareholders, but the two judges say it would lead to higher prices and less competition. Vice Chancellor Travis Laster said he'd rule as soon as he can. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.